Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom!
Welcome, welcome back. It's been a whole 7 days. This is going to be episode 102 of the Tokyo Black News and Review, a.k.a. the Tokyo Black Hour, where we discuss news from the previous 7 days and other kind of crazy stories. But before we get to all my ranting, we have a guest today. We had to sell 10 souls, and Brandon snuck one in right at the right moment. Sacrificial lambs, all that.
Care to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hey, I'm Jack. Jack Parthanala Krishna. Nobody can say that name. Either way, I'm from That Pointless Podcast. We're just a podcast where we do really, really screwed up interviews with really weird questions. You guys can check us out. We're not released yet. We will be releasing October 5th, I believe it is. And you guys can check for updates on at That Pointless Podcast on Instagram.
Sell that shit. And one more thing. Pronounce your name one more again.
Jack Parthanala Krishna.
Jack Parthanala. Yep. No, you right.
Yeah, I'm Indian. Nobody can pronounce Indian names, man. It's just the way Indian names work.
I bet my brother wife could.
Yeah, she could probably get it right. So I'm going to small rant. You know, I've been looking at 80s and 90s movie like all month, last 2-3 months. Damn. Yeah. So I'm looking at Tales from the Crypt, and I just remember, we need to bring back the 80s and 90s. We'll secure the car and throw your ass out on the stoop for the job when you get fired. Clean out your desk. You're like, damn, bro, you had to go get security.
How come everybody's always got a box with that one trophy sticking out of it?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Motherfucker ain't played high school sports in 30 years. Like, where you get this participation trophy from? We motherfucking know.
Hey, Johnson, throw our ass out of her. We just throwing people out on the job. It's Mr. 80. So let's move on to people who tried to get it in. They can no longer get it in. Brandon?
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. There it is. Death.
Get the papers.
Get the papers.
Get them motherfucking papers.
They get sued left and right. So let's get into the upper room for all these people who passed away. This whole set of people right here. Brandon, say our favorite tune.
Don't let the corona get on ya.
Hell yeah.
The corona did get one of them. Damn shame. So let's get it started. Cool in the Gang co-founder Ronald Calise Bell. He died at 68. Anybody? Brandon?
I mean, I know who Cool in the Gang is.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing.
Now, I do know who Cool in the Gang are loosely. But if this motherfucker would have ran me over in his car, I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup. You know what I mean? I don't.
This motherfucker could have shook my hand and handed me a can good. I wouldn't know a thing.
I respect what he did for the culture, but, you know.
Jack, do you know who this person is?
No idea, man. No idea at all. I'm completely clueless.
I feel better now.
Don't worry.
No, I can't tell you a single song this thing.
Like I said, I'm familiar with the name Cool in the Gang, but
I'm gonna see y'all like 2 Cool in the Gang tracks, and y'all be like, oh, I remember that shit. Come on, white people.
Get it together. So somebody else passed away. She was 36. She was found in her apartment. Her name was, looked like it said Hibiki C. I'm just going to fuck that up. R.I.P. to this woman. Moving on to R.I.P.
Wait. Hold on a second. She's from Kamen Rider, right?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Yeah, I was just going to say Brandon was on that Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to have that guy on next and get him to explain.
Okay, I just want to mention.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate also, that. Check out the Come and Ride With Me podcast, wherever podcasts are played.
We try to stun on me early in the morning. I'm going to throw some acid in your eyes in the morning before you go to work. I know you white people, big bro. I know you white people got to go for a run first while you go to work.
I'm not that kind of white person.
Me neither. Me neither.
That has so many shins playing. Brandon won't go to work for a month.
Oh, they'd still make me come in, you know. Have me working from home.
All right, let's move on to the last three names. RIP to Toops Hibbert. He was a reggae pioneer. He died at 77, and it was because of COVID-19. And he actually has a few Grammys. Brandon?
Don't let the corona get on ya.
I take it that was not a hit.
No, that was nowhere near. He gonna hunt your ass for the rest of your life. And who is this? Stevie Lee of Jackass 3D and American Horror Story. He died at 54.
This just in.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Y'all know?
No.
Know?
No.
I've never seen a Jackass movie a day in my life.
You're a better person for it.
Nope. I'm clueless as hell right here.
Nah, I don't I don't watch the Jackass movies. I'm not big on that.
All right, moving on. So everybody's seen Game of Thrones besides me.
And
Diane
me.
Riggs died at 82, and she was also in James Bond.
Oh, so
she probably was a Bond girl like 92 years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I saw some pictures. Oh, she was she was on the Avengers too, right? Not those Avengers.
Yeah, the other ones. Yeah, I think
the British ones.
Oh, really?
There's British Avengers?
Yeah, sure is. Mm-hmm. They're nothing like the American Avengers. It's just it's like a couple people. It's like kind of like Charlie's Angels if Bosley was fought to. And how does that sound? So anyway, she did a bunch of high kicks. You remember, there's an episode of Married with Children where they're trying to find a tape of the Avengers so they can see her do the high kicks.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all remember that.
Because she was actually in the episode.
Oh, was she?
I think she was in the episode doing high kicks at the end.
Like but yes, kicks.
The Avengers is more or less like a Kingsman,
right?
With bad CGI,
yes,
and like people in suits kicking people and blowing up people away with umbrellas. I love to meet the first nigga with an umbrella gun. Let me show you something. What? That's every motherfucker in James Bond. Like what? No, that was the Penguin, right? The Penguin one started that shit.
Look at you with your umbrella. What are you going to do with that umbrella? Oh, you're about to see.
It's going to be Colin Farrell coming up, right?
Nobody talks about that. Let's send these people to heaven. We got to send them to heaven, Jack. That's what we do.
Just because you don't talk about Colin Farrell being the Penguin
doesn't mean it isn't true.
Disastrous. RP,
he's hideous.
I hope y'all made it up there. But let's get on to good old American news. So we got two good stories. We're going to start this one off first. How old are you, Jack?
I'm 18, man. I'm still pretty friggin' young.
Oh, you fresh off the stoop. You wouldn't know a damn thing.
I'm fresh out of high school. I'm chilling in Kansas City right now, man.
We're going to give you some homework. You're going to do some research tonight.
Well, at least you know who Ryan Reynolds is. But he brings out Moranis.
Most definitely. Everyone knows who Ryan Reynolds is, man. I'm not uncultured here.
but he brings out Rick Moranis and people. Yeah, Rick Moranis retired when you was born.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, Jack, everybody's seen I shrunk the kids.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of that. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
I was about to say. What's that, Christian?
Don't hurt him, Hammer.
I was trying to think if I recommend it. I don't know. I don't know if
Jack is 18, and just a few days ago, was September 11th. Jack has no recollection.
I was like two, man. Oh, wait, no, I was four. I don't know my age.
It's all good. We can't blame you.
Well, we all want to see Rick Moranis again. He looked horrible. For a man who's been high for like 30 years, it's not the same person you thought. You were like, who the fuck that
he
is?
He looked okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought he looked pretty good to be, you know, like
Rick Moranis. 67 there? Yeah. No, he's 67? He looked every bit of 78. We do have a guest.
78. Are you serious?
We do have a guest in, Christian. So moving on, that's one good story. Happy to see them back.
Look him up, Jack. Look up Rick Moranis, Jack.
I gave Brandon a clip, but I don't know if he got it or not, but we ain't going to play that shit too long. Let's get to the real good news. So I know Jack knows Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter been leaving his blood samples around the United States of America for a long time. He's built homes. He's did everything. So Jimmy Carter
admit blood vials everywhere.
He's falling every event. So Jimmy Carter admits that his son smoked pot with Willie Nelson on the roof. On top of the roof.
Oh, the White House.
Yeah, of the White House.
I'm sorry, man. That shit blows my mind. Did Willie Nelson tell the sniper, "You want some?" Hell yeah.
You know, and I'd always heard that Willie had smoked on the balcony, but now this they're saying the roof.
Next to the surface-to-air missiles. Hey, watch this. Yeah,
word up. The
Sams. Think about this, Jack. Willie Nelson is older than all of us times three. You know who Willie Nelson is?
No idea, man.
He's the only man to smoke weed on top of the White House. The only.
Yeah. We assume.
He's weird.
Like he's a real dude, man.
He's like a super liberal country singer, which is weird already. And he's just been like that for freaking ever. He always wears his hair in two braids like Pippi Longstocking. You know, he's wild. He smokes joints everywhere. He had to quit smoking recently, though. I don't know if y'all saw that, but
that's terrible.
Okay. Yeah, no
we
doubt.
We're going to bury him a 6 month.
I know Willie went by no fentanyl.
Look up Seven Spanish Angels. Awesome song. It's also got Ray Charles in it.
I'm crying just thinking about it.
Yeah. Me?
I'm black. I've never even heard that song.
What?
Me either.
Oh, man. Yeah, Seven Spanish Angels with Willie Nelson and Ray Charles. It's
Christian, awesome. Have you heard that song?
I have not.
The black people have voted. That shit was a lie. You made that
uncouth
up.
Motherfuckers. Yeah.
We uncouth now because we don't know a Willie Nelson song. Yeah.
It's got Ray Charles in it. Only black
people know about Willie Nelson that he smoked weed.
Yeah. You tell me one root song, and I'll let you slide.
Whiskey River, anyway. No. Right.
He's the red-headed stranger, for God's sakes. All right, whatever, move on. I'm disgusted.
So after 11 years, me and Jermaine Hart is broke. My Sundays will be open. So they're going to cancel The Walking Dead. They're going to have one 11 season. They've been stretching this. They've been beating this dead horse for a long time.
I was about to say, man, I think it's time, really. Yeah.
Don't put that turn into a Dusty or a Brandon. I love The Walking Dead. They can keep it going until they get cut the fuck off the air.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've watched every episode of every season, but I don't know, man. Like, they would really have to do something off the wall to kind of shake up the show. You know, it's a little bit.
It's true.
Oh, there's already a spinoff in the works.
Yeah,
it's like 10 of them, which is fucked up. So, like, y'all ain't escaping it.
I mean,
if you watch The Walking Dead, Jack, he like, hell no.
No.
Yes, man.
Yeah, man. These two, the Ruckers, are so huge on The Walking Dead. They stand for it, cape for it, whatever.
Went to the Walker Stalker Con for 2 years straight.
Yeah, and we even cosplayed in it.
I quit watching.
Yeah. It's all good, though. We're going to miss The Walking Dead, but they got 5 more TV shows in the work.
It's,
and 3 movies.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know
would
how
you go
far.
See a Walking Dead movie? Bro, I would probably pay for that because I'm that
due to COVID. Due to COVID.
No, I will not.
I'd go watch a Standing Dead movie right now.
No, hell no. Nah. You can go watch a movie right now, and you can be close to as many people as you want.
Don't touch me. Moving on, somebody who want to be close to people. We're going to go to good old Trump news. We're going to try to go through these.
You can drop your bombs, Jack.
Don't drop them too hard, Jack. So we're going to go to Forbes.com. So, bro, this is what I told y'all. That man is a lunatic. Either he's a genius. He's an evil genius, bro. He just tripping. So now he said he want to negotiate a third term because he entitled to it. Oh. I'm like, bro, did you not read the leaflet they gave the president?
Well,
they gave this nigga a whole handbook. He just threw it in the trash can. Like every work handbook I ever did. Like, bro, It's rules to this shit. Fair levels, enough. Like, you just can't go in there and say my dick big. Like, I want another term. Like, huh?
Well, his reasoning is like he deserves a third term because his first term got all fucked up by the Democrats trying to impeach him in the Russia scandal. What? And like,
he even made it through the second term. Like, nigga, what?
He needs a mulligan?
Yes.
Stepping stone.
Yes, that's what he's saying. He you guys fucked up his first term, so he gets a third one.
Seven bankruptcies.
Yeah.
In the 80s. You know how hard it is to go bankrupt in the 80s?
Yeah. No, it was real easy.
The president.
Ask anybody who went in the mall.
The presidential term limits must have been in Chapter 11. If I could steal a joke from Dusty.
Please. This blew my mind, bro. And then you ask yourself, how crazy can he go? Oh, he can even go crazy. Did you say the other clip?
About this real quick. I know you're finna wrap it up. Jamal was like, bro, stop this nigga from talking on anywhere where's the camera. Just cut him off. Like, just leave it blank. If y'all don't want to see him saying no dumb shit, start recording it.
I told y'all, bro. They should just put him in a room with fake photographers and let him talk and they do the briefing.
Man, he'll talk all day.
You can't stop him, man. He's up at night under his covers with a flashlight calling Bob Woodward doing another interview. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop him.
Let me do a redo.
Man, no. Yes.
Well, we do got a little bit from the Bob Woodward interview, bro. That shit blows my mind. Brandon?
No. You have me confused with Hunter Biden.
That's not it.
Quoted. No, I don't know. What clip are you talking about? I don't have
God,
it.
God, you son of a bitch. The one that he was doing from the CNN when he said coronavirus is bad. And this was in January. It was in January. And then he came out, a couple of weeks later? It's like the common flu.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he answered the question. And people mad at Bob Woodward because he didn't release the information. I got to wait on my book to come out. Y'all get sick on your own time.
Why y'all trying to fuck up Bob Woodward's money? Don't fuck up Bob Woodward's money.
What the fuck? People getting sick. The president just told me a secret that'll get me taken out immediately. I'm going to put this in my book to protect my own ass. You can't get this type of shit to the media.
Bro, it's the perfect timing. The term about to be over. Niggas dropping bombs. Like, what? What y'all got to say? Like, you might not even be president next year. So it is what it is.
Dude, you going for that third term, bro?
If this motherfucker wins a second term, it will only prove that, like, this dude is like Teflon. Nothing sticks to this motherfucker. You know, he made a comment that should have sunk his battleship a couple of weeks ago. Now you get this book. And, dude, if he gets elected to another term, then fucking I don't even know what reality is anymore. You know?
Don't worry, Jack.
He's going to fuck up America. Yeah. He's going to fuck up America. It's just
I'm
Trump.
Sorry. Man. I'm here for it. I'm black in America. Give him four more years. I want to see how bad can we really go. How bad can you go? If you can do lower than what you got right now, nigga, I'll be impressed. Never get me out of line. Take 10 of these.
One motherfucker look me in my face and say, I fucked up. I was like, bro, people talking to me like, he's doing a great job. Nigga, where does he work? I don't even know. Like, I was confused. Tell me 10 things he did to you that made your life better. You're poor some more. And you're a whole lot of poor. You got the $1,200 you say.
Right. You know, people I see with trailer truck, like trailer homes and like old ass wood shacks, you know, ain't up to code. They got, I like, bro, you spent money on Trump and Pence 2020. Man. Ticket, bro. Why you waste that money? You should have been trying to get you a loan and get you somewhere where you might not die. You know what I mean? Like, step your money up, man. Do something right for yourself.
Yeah,
but
man.
Moving on. Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead. Say something, Jack.
My opinion on Trump, man. If he wins the election, I'm moving to Canada, man.
Don't worry.
Canada's dope.
Canada's so chill, man. It's great over there.
Right.
Is it?
Damn, black people don't get to go to Canada. How is it, Jack?
What? That's not true.
I work in America, Jack. All I do is work.
We ain't got time for vacation. Maybe moving on, somebody.
A guy named Drake.
Oh, yeah. Heard that guy, man. It's nice, man. So moving on. People been talking shit. I love Trump supporters. Please, people, leave celebrities alone. So some guy, I guess he went out to Cardi B last week, so she sent a private investigator to his house. Excuse my language. As we said in last week's episode, anybody who started talking shit, you need to have your social media hard pipe hit niggas ready to go to their house and tighten them up. You break a couple of legs, your social media be all happening. Soon somebody talk shit, they hit the dope bell. You get hit in the head with the billy club. You paralyzed. See? Talking shit.
Bro, don't you know it's strange? Like, they still thinking people playing with them. Like, people showing up at your house, nigga, because of your social media. You know you done took a picture in front of your mailbox. You came about 60 niggas in front of your mailbox. What's going on, Tyler? I really don't know.
Oh, yeah, about to go down, nigga. They had you on the big screen talking about Cardi B. Remember this. Mom, that is not me. Oh, moving on. Somebody said, Mom, that isn't me. We got to talk about the guy who took a shit on Nancy Pelosi's yard, and he screamed it all on YouTube. And it blows my mind because we're much older people. Bruh, your feces, anybody take a shit on my yard, it is not an animal. I'm going to beat you to the motherfucking ground. I'm going to even run you over with my car. Don't you leave your feces on my goddamn.
Oh, hell, you doing too much. I want him to pick that shit up. I ain't trying to hurt him. Pick that shit up.
Why you shitting on Nancy Pelosi driveway? You ain't got nothing else to do. Who goes somewhere?
He doesn't though.
Shit?
He doesn't though. The dude's homeless, you know, and
he can't be homeless with a YouTube channel, nigga. Yeah, what?
You can get mobile. It's only $30 a month. Ryan, fucking, what's his face?
You'd rather
told me
be homeless with $30. What?
Hey
what?
Man, all I can tell you is what the article said. The dude's homeless. You know, the guy who shit on Nancy Pelosi's driveway. The dude's homeless. He, you know, films himself just constantly to, like, you know, let people know the struggles of the homeless. And I guess he lives out in San Francisco where they're on, like, super lockdown, so the stores ain't open, you know, so there's nowhere for him to go take a poop, really, you know, except outdoors. And people were like, man, what you should do is go shit on Nancy Pelosi's driveway. He's like, yeah, wouldn't that be funny? And then he started to get some bubbling crude and wandered around, found Nancy Pelosi's place and shit in the driveway.
Right in front of the house, beat him till he was a bloody stump.
Did he get to anybody front gate over the gate?
Dude, I don't know. It doesn't explain because, yeah, you would think Nancy Pelosi's house would be, like, her community would be, like, riffraff doesn't just jump run in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Stepford-wise, like, no, we don't know him. The whole neighborhood phone ring at the same time.
Yeah, it does seem like dogs with bees in their mouths should have, yeah, came
out. You
should
have security. You work for $120 million. You should have, like, five black people outside the pipes. Even when your neighbor walk their dog, they better shit on their hands.
You ain't even got, like, a ringer system where somebody, like, you know.
She probably in her other house. Oh, that's not my house. That's my hideaway house.
He was at the safe house.
She's a decoy house.
Yeah, I only go there twice a year.
You gonna have this shit here until you get here.
All right, so moving on. We're gonna skip the other two stories. Nobody wants to talk about T.I. We're gonna move on and you don't fucked up your money. And this is where Jack, people who had a lot of money, has messed up their money. So y'all remember the lady we talked about last week, the hairstylist who owned the hair salon and Nancy Pelosi went in?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, she got hit with so many negative reviews, bro. She had to close down.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you people, bro, stop banking on these presidential candidates. Your savior.
you put some curls on the bitch head and got your whole place shut down. Like, what? I ain't never seen no shit like that. Not even in the hood. Like, what?
That's the deep state working for you. You know what I mean?
Right. No matter if you're Republican or Democrat, your presidential candidate will not save you when you lose your shirt.
Well, luckily, though, they did a GoFundMe for her and raised like $330,000.
Nancy Pelosi didn't do no GoFundMe. Yeah. She should have just dropped that wallet. What you think, Jack?
Bro, if Nancy Pelosi comes to your salon, that bitch got a lot of money already. She just scammed people out of almost $1 million to open up another shop.
If it was up to me, Nancy Pelosi would be coming to the salon downstairs when nobody sees her. Like, I don't want what? You get the special treatment.
Dude, I'm sure she'll move to like Texas and be like a fucking national hero. Yeah.
Who in the hell want to move?
What? No fucking no sales tax and shit? There's benefits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I seen them big Texans. I've seen Hank Hill.
I mean, what are you going to do though when you're in San Francisco and you rat on Nancy Pelosi? I mean, she should have seen that one coming, you know.
Trump going to save my life? No, he's not. No, he's not.
Not if he keeps giving interviews, he ain't.
No, I wish we could play the interview by
this. He's up at night in his bunk bed. Bob, you wake up there?
He's in a bunker. Hey, Bob, come down here. It's cozy down here.
Got, Bob, you ever get scared at night? Just want to talk.
I got a tape from my Russian vacation. You want to see it?
Hell yeah. You take a copy of it, man. Am I cool? And we did have a video of Joe Biden. He was Joe Biden. Grandpa grabbing himself. We just gonna mention him real quick. So allegedly Joe Biden was there. He was getting in the car. Where we going tomorrow? The motherfucker forgot where he was going. I know you got a lot going on, but you 92,000 years old.
Yeah, I think people are making a little more out of this than it is. As much as I love to slam Joe Biden for, you know, being senile. I don't. This one's kind of lukewarm to me.
Moving on ain't any good though, won't he? We're lukewarm these damn nuts. So we're gonna move on to Mighty Ducks star. Y'all remember Sean? What is it? Wes? How you say that name? Weiss.
I think it was spelled Meth.
I'm sure we all know exactly how to spell this Mighty Ducks or his name and pronounce it.
Melth?
You know, we just been
allegedly he's over Melth. He's 230 days sober, bro. He got new teeth. He got his weight back on.
Yeah, dude, he does look like a completely different person. You know, it is fucking amazing how meth will fuck you up. And being homeless, I guess, but mostly the meth.
Yeah.
Don't do milk, Jack. I know you're 18. You know, you youngsters like.
I ain't gonna do that shit. Meth is bad, man. That's too far. I have my limits.
Yeah, appreciate you having limits. Most people. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When you want to do milk, where you living at?
Living in America.
Hey, look, when you get your first hit of milk, what you say?
I'm gonna say, I feel good.
And meth wasn't even around.
Yeah,
when
somebody
this shit hit the fan. What you gonna say on meth?
No. You have me confused with Hunter Biden.
That shit ain't always true too. So moving on to the next story. So this ain't any good. I won't even wear. When you're NFL charter flight, you get what you want. God gives you what you want. So now you got the other stewardess, flight attendant, trying to sue them because they only sending pretty blondes in there. We don't want Agatha in there. The team asked for young blonde. You can't get back. The football team want young blonde.
Oh my God! What is this? A charter cruise?
It's a charter plane.
It's NFL charter flight. So you're an NFL team. You already pick what you want. I want the pretty ladies, not those old ones.
Is this Magic City? What are we doing?
It might be. Shit might be Soul Plane on that bitch. We don't know.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to be like, sounds like Soul Plane, but.
I'm trying to figure out how you rustle up. Like, hey, look, we just need all blondes. Like, do you talk to amongst them as a motherfucking group? Like, all the blondes come over here.
No, they like your boss normally do. Just go to get a pretty ones a letter. You're going on a charter flight. Hell yeah, that's big money.
You know somebody got to snitch on them. Got to be that right person. This shit ain't right. What about Shaniqua?
I've been a flight attendant for 102 years. I can't get on that charter flight.
Hell no. You should spill all the drinks.
And that's the problem. You've been here for 102 years. You missed the boat. It's a wrap.
Yeah, shaking right on everybody and shit. Anybody got time for that? Mother got one peanut left in the bag. If you tried to open them, no.
So, you know, they try to sue United. Well, United taking a beating. Keep it up. I need that stock price to go down as low as it possibly can.
We're teaching you a lesson, Jack. We're teaching you about stocks and trades. Look at this shit. Tighten up.
fuck the company up so we can buy some sports.
United's like the They're the weekly world news of airlines.
Awesome. Moving on. God bless America. Ain't he good or won't he will? For 20 seasons, as Jermaine used to say, I'm sick of these hoes. The Kardashians are ending after 20 seasons. Ain't he good though, won't he will? Boy, 2020 has brought us a lot of bad things, but this has so topped us out with a couple of good ones.
Yeah, that's true. Man, it is nauseating that they got 20 seasons. You know what I'm saying? Sarah Connor Chronicles got what, two seasons?
Two.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
These bitches get 20 seasons. 20.
I don't even know what they do.
Nothing.
I've never seen the show, man.
Oh,
the Kardashians.
That shit been on longer than you've been alive, Jack. Think about that.
Yeah.
Jack, you're not missing
much. This sounds weird. I don't know. All I've heard about that show is just it's a bunch of random shit.
I'll tell you what. Nothing, bro. It's rich bitches doing nothing. I say, y'all like to see people spend money? You broke. This shit don't appease me. I'm mad as hell, these motherfuckers. Like, y'all go just to Garoppolo's Mountains, just hang out and chill. Nigga, I got to save up 2-3 years to go there. What y'all doing? They get on my nerves. I'm sick of them hoes, man. I'll cancel the show. Cancel anything they do.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I'm just mad because
I do not have the money, okay?
Did you hear me? I don't know, you know. It's there's a lot going on, you know, but like rumors of Kim visiting a divorce lawyer over Kanye and like two of them got in a damn fist fight. Y'all remember that?
Yeah,
that
was remember like what you said, Dustin.
To go. We
get in too deep.
They got in a fist too deep.
She looking like, goddamn, boy, I should have sold car. I should have got with somebody else. This nigga got me fucked up. I'm shaking. I can't even drink my coffee in the morning. This nigga be like, this nigga be screaming like he in now. The fuck did I got the wrong black man.
Yeah, do you know what it's like being Kanye? Because you weren't there, man.
This motherfucker put his clothes on me at nighttime when I'm trying to sleep. You blame it on the ambient. He painted the whole house in the Jesus.
This nigga ain't slept in 30 days. Like, what? Somebody help this nigga.
He only speaks to 50,000 person crowds. That's like...
Well,
we should love you, Kanye West.
Yeah, you should know who Kanye West is. Kanye West is really good.
Yeah,
I know Kanye West is.
Right? Oh, the end is near because Jack know Kanye West. The end is near when we discuss all the things that are going to destroy us very soon, Jack. So now we have potential signs of alien life detected on Venus.
Ooh, tasty.
As I keep telling people, please, people, stop. Quit looking for shit. As of right now, cut it all off. Force everybody in the house. Give them free grocery, free rent. And then we just skip this whole year. Anything you find this year will be the end of time.
I'm with my brother. Hey, look with my brother on this bullshit. Hey, look, you niggas finding sarcophagus. I mean, sarcophagus that ain't been opened in 2,000 years. Motherfucker, look. Oh, look. They dropped 30,000 pictures of UFOs. Nigga, I know they real now. Show me this shit, nigga. Let's stay coming. They touching base. Don't show me no more of this shit because you're making this shit bored to me now. Think about it. Every I don't even care when I see alien video. Nigga, fuck that photo.
I've got some lizard people videos you should check out if you're interested.
Nah, that's some new shit. I'll check that out.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, link those.
Yeah, link in the description.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's what my people still below. Get pro, man. Show them lizards.
Comment below, y'all.
Well, once you see it, you can't unsee it though. So, you know.
Don't worry, Jack. We all teeter on the conspiracy theory of aliens and lizard people and whoever else. Somebody exists. Moving on to somebody who exists. You know the end is near. It's been 30 years since this show came out. This motherfucker's older than Jack. It ain't older than none of us though. We remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming out. Well, Will Smith and Aunt Viv, the original black Aunt Viv, got back together and made up. It's been 30 years.
Right.
Yeah, the end is near. The end is near.
I know.
Ain't he good?
Because they were like, you know, there's going to be a reunion. I told my wife, I was like, there's going to be a reunion. She was like, I'll tell you who will not be there, the original Aunt Viv. And I was like, I've got news for you.
Nuts just swam across the globe. Can't wait to say that shit. Man, eat your own cake. Eat your cake. Well, eat your cake anime.
Will they have Aunt Viv 2 on there also? Pray to God they do.
They had pictures of them, all of them together. Except for, I think she was separate from, you know, the original Aunt Viv.
Dude, you know what I heard, though, is that there's going to be, like, a charity boxing match between the two at the end of it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Straight up. The bitch is 92 years old. We know white people lying. That was a terrible lie. Like, we know them old hoes ain't going to do no boxing. Like, what?
I don't know. It could be interesting. You know, Fresh Prince broke the fourth wall a bunch because there was an episode where Jazz had been on vacation and he came back and it was a different Aunt Viv and he was like, something's different about your aunt. You know, and then like, and then that little kid walked in and he was like, who was that? Like, so
and two they might years even later, do that something shit like was that. Canceled.
No, that show went on for, you're talking about after that? Yeah.
It went on like 6 years.
It went on, yeah.
So this is better than me, though, because you had me working at the Waffle House all my life. I'd be mad at you. Like, no 30-year reunion. Fuck you. We're going to keep this beef going until I hit the grave.
I think she did theater.
See, theater. You went from being an actress to theater? Like, yeah, step it up. Like, what, you theater. In Hamilton? They don't know you.
Moving on to people who don't know you. Now, forget about the shit. Melton and Greenland. We gonna all drown soon. But now we all love Black Mirror. You ever seen Black Mirror before, Jack?
Nope. Oh, I don't have Netflix, man. I want Netflix, but I don't have Netflix. I can't afford it yet. Yeah.
Shit, it's a free country. Everybody got more than one person on their Netflix.
You ain't got no home, boy. No
somebody
cousin.
Said, yeah, somebody
I just
said
moved here two weeks ago, man.
Oh, Netflix across the globe, brother.
Somebody sent Jack a password.
I got enough bottom feeders on mine.
Me too. You would have came in about 2 months ago, Jack. Would have had you some Netflix. You know what? If you come back on, I might get you one. I got you. I might
see that. So this whole story about when people are now using robot dogs in the military, and we keep telling y'all, quit training machines to be better than humans. You ain't learned your lesson yet. You got 1,000 movies.
What's that excellent 80s movie about the dog, the mechanical robot dog?
Oh, man, Man's Best Friend, wasn't that what it was called?
Yes, that's amazing.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, me neither.
We're on an 80s kick.
Utterly ridiculous. Motherfucking teacher, bro, you want to get hit by a robot dog or a regular dog? Nigga, what a real pit bull at?
I mean, I can at least choke a real dog to death, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going
to
fucking...
That robot dog would have to get up a good head of steam in order to hit you like a pit bull, you know?
Man, what? He got his teeth, his jaws don't hurt. Ain't no sticking him in the eyes or grabbing his flesh.
Plus
it's
he's
a wrap.
Plus
when
he's
that batter, dead. When that batter die, you know, you good.
Well, plus he's got, pistons for legs. He could just fucking propel himself right through your chest. You know, fold up into a little fucking arrow and just right through your cavity.
Have you not seen Black Mirror? The battery always is solar powered. Heavy metal, bro. All the dogs was fucking. They were fucking solar power. Like, ain't know what the white man gonna say. They gonna save us good. We gonna save us a lot of money on being solar power, cause we ain't got to charge it up, put no batteries in it.
Man, it's gonna be a lot of dead fucking field devices out there, cause they gotta carry an MP like EMP grenade with them everywhere they go in case that dog flips out and tries to fucking kill
them.
Well,
I don't know where I can get one of them from, but if you got the hookup, let me know. We can swap out hookups.
You want a robot dog, Jack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jack don't want to get bit by. Do you want to get your ass bit by a robot dog or a real dog?
Yo, I ain't gonna be able to fight no dog. I'm just gonna sit there and chill. So it's gotta be a robot dog, because if I want to die, I want to see a robot dog first, my man.
That's a good point. What are you gonna be like?
You're gonna give up?
I saw a German Shepherd.
Yeah,
that ain't no story.
I guess you could be
killed by a robot dog.
Yeah, I guess you could be
the motherfucker. The news gonna tell your story. You ain't telling nobody.
They'll be talking about you for years.
Right. I guess you could be the. you could be the millionth person mauled by a regular dog or the first person to get killed by a robot dog.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Your parents will come up. Somebody gonna come up on your death. Moving on, somebody else who came up on your death. Let's get on to mind your business. Every time we read these stories, should have mind our business. Allegedly, another Chinese rocket falls near a school creating a toxic orange cloud. Bro, I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you niggas shooting at? Are you trying to make all your kids superpower?
Luckily, dude, they had on masks.
Word, you're not shooting this shit way over in the Pacific Ocean where there's like miles of nothing.
Hell
How
no,
did
nigga.
This? It ain't a bottle rocket. How did this thing get away from you and over a school? Yeah.
Bro. You know how careless that is, nigga. The yeah. Bitch, like, you ever pre-planned this. You are the careless person in the world. Like, what? Yeah.
You obviously don't have the technology or the fucking awareness to have these. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. To shoot a rocket and not realize it's 20 miles from a school is the most ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
What about the children? What about them?
Are you talking about, was this China?
Yes. This was China.
Yeah, because, you know, China will also, like, whenever Hong Kong pisses them off, they'll lob a couple of rockets into the damn water in between them or outside. You know what I mean? Like, they're crazy with that shit. They'll just be like, oh, y'all don't want to be on our tax system?
So why are they so successful? But them other ones, they need to go in the air, boy. They don't last very long. Get back to the great question last week. We won't get back on.
I mean, we can't talk too much shit. We did almost drop a nuclear device in our own country accidentally.
Right,
so
right.
When the we hell was that? Shit.
Oh, dude, it was Regis like over.
Vegas, who was running the cores, did that shit.
We detonated one in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it was over like Kentucky. Fucking, they had some kind of malfunction, and that motherfucker fell out of a plane, and luckily, didn't go off. You know,
the one guy did his job.
Yeah.
Remember. Watch for the Tokyo Blight reenactment video.
Well, technically, I think that guy didn't do his job because it should have went off. They were like, there's every reason that thing should have went off. Somebody just fucked up and, you know what I'm saying? This thing malfunctioned.
And one time, God came down and blessed him.
Yeah. Ain't he good for sure? Because, yeah.
There's been more than some dead children around there. The motherfucking shark. We got street short walking.
Yeah, no
Bill
shit.
Robbing people.
Our lives would have been very different looking, you know?
No, people in Kansas City would have been fucked up. We would have been good down in Georgia. Y'all can't come down here. Shit turned the goddamn escape from New York. What you know? good China. We appreciate that. Moving on to Dusty Starts a Fight. This is the greatest part of this thing ever. Dusty's going to bring up a topic, and we all have to question in and beat the shit out of Dusty, Jack.
Yeah. All right. So,
Jack's still there? Did he leave?
No, he's still
here. I'm here, man.
Go ahead, Dusty.
Hey, what's up, Jack? This fight this week, we talked about this earlier, actually, because I thought it came out pretty good. Now, you got to be familiar with King of the Hill, first of all, which I don't know if everybody is. A lot of us are, you know. But would Dale Gribble vote for Trump?
Ooh, Dale Gribble, man.
Oh, you know, yeah,
you can look it up on YouTube right quick, but Dale Gribble.
I'm doing it now.
He's a conspiracy theorist. I don't think Jack would have, you know, been any more clued into that one because it was about, like, sugar daddies. We'll get into that next week.
But as we get on Dale Gribble was all about conspiracy theory. He would have said, hell yeah, I'm voting for Trump just because I know he's a lizard man and I got to keep my eye on him. That's Dale Gribble.
I think it is a possibility, but only because of the existence of QAnon. I think he might have actually got in on that, so he may support Trump.
Yeah.
I tell you about this Comet pizza ring.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Christian?
I think he would support Trump while John Redcorn was with Nancy.
He's at a Trump rally.
John Redcorn
at home with Nancy.
Yes. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry. I don't know.
Jermaine Lee?
Yes.
Brandon, you already gave your thoughts on this?
I did. I said yes.
Jack, you said you're not familiar with it, right?
He's definitely going to vote for him from what I've heard you guys say. Yeah, fuck this guy's a conspiracy theorist. He's in on it.
He's the biggest. He's the biggest conspiracy theorist. I don't know what to say except that I like to think that there's a possibility he might be such a big conspiracy theorist that he comes out the other side and don't vote at all. You know what I mean? Like, he's about ready to go run, live in the woods. He's a doomsday prepper, the whole nine. But
and all that in a t-shirt, 90-degree weather with a white chest.
I'm forced to agree with my colleagues.
He's all about that make America great. I can see him with a hat on right now.
This wasn't much of a fight.
we all went down for it. So we only got two more things left. We'll wrap it up. Hey, Jack, you said you're really big on conspiracy theory. And you know what? We'll let you take conspiracy theory. Do you have anything?
Anything on what? Conspiracy theories? No.
Yeah.
I don't research conspiracy theories, man. I should watch some more videos on them, but I don't got time, man.
No, I wouldn't even, Jack. You know what? You need to go to the old conspiracy theories about Roswell aliens and pyramids and shit like that. Just stop right there, because it ain't fun no more. People fucked it up.
They really have. You know, people have imaginative imaginations, my man.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't seen that 40,000 hours of alien footage.
Yeah. Did this start with the Naruto running at Area 51, maybe?
For the aliens, cheek slapping fist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that was one of the greatest duds in history. The story was just fun, and you knew nothing was going to happen, and then nothing happened. And then, you know, it ended the only way it could have.
With a whimper.
yeah, come on.
It might be the last time we see Jack. Go look at them 40,000 hours of alien footage out there, Jack, that the White House released.
I'm going to watch it.
And then who is Jack? Are you the government? Yes. I don't know who the hell Jack is. Fuck that. All right, so we'll get on to our white folk, black folk, Karen news, and then we'll wrap it up. There's only one story this week. Oh, my God, I'm so happy about this. White women have calmed down.
What?
Have they?
No, not at all. They just didn't have any stories last week. On Saturday. No. Aside, two women indicted for a hate crime, for stealing an 8-year-old boy Make America Great hat.
They got her.
Just talked about last week about the white lady slapping the black boy and calling him an N-word. Now we have two white women who takes a cap from an 8-year-old child. What the fuck are we doing here? Have we really lost everything? Does it not? Do I need to just go out in the street, just start punching children in the stomach and saying, fuck it.
Lord.
Living in America.
What if it was a Cincinnati hat and she had done that and then just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's a Cincinnati Reds hat. She was stuck him.
Yeah.
Man, that would have been hilarious.
Now you hit with a hate crime and they crying all the way home. I got a felony. And now you know how I feel. Mm-hmm. No, not me. I don't have a felony.
Don't
you
anybody
guys
have
anything here else?
What about Carol Baskin's dead husband's family is running a commercial asking for goddamn tips on his murder, quote unquote, during Dancing with the Stars, which she is on this season. Man,
which is utterly amazing. Do you know who Carol Baskin is? Oh, he don't have Netflix, so he never seen fucking Tiger King.
That was callous.
So, Carol Baskin, you got to see Tiger King. You want to see America in its finest?
I'm going to get a Netflix account right now, man.
Because Tiger King is the most utterly ridiculous thing. There's murder. There's people getting limbs removed. There's people paying men with no teeth in their mouth $4,000 to go and murder a lady.
People
he runs
off
spinning at the strip club. There's utterly ridiculous. A man blow up a whole goddamn studio and ain't nobody seen shit. Never in my life have I ever seen somebody get their arm ripped off, and the only thing he can say, this shit gonna ruin me.
Finance.
Her arm just got ripped out, bro. Her arm is hanging in that tiger mouth.
I don't know. Hey, Jack,
hell yeah, you got to put him down. He got human flesh on the chaps.
Just to paint the picture for you, this woman gets her arm ripped off by an alligator in one part, and Joe Exotic instantly goes into the gift shop where there's a bunch of customers. He's like, attention, everyone. I'm afraid a lion's just ripped somebody's arm off outside, you know, and they're just all like,
he's like, I'll give y'all refunds and rain checks. Yeah. Nigga, what?
First of all,
you should be holding to your lawyers and yourself.
I know, right? He announced it. First thing he did was put on a paramedic's jacket, even though he's not a paramedic. And so that didn't make sense. And then he went and announced it to the lobby. That was wild. But
and the little kid's like, so we're not going to see tigers today? Jimmy, hell no. That tiger just mauled somebody. You want to see that blood gushing up? I pass out seeing all that blood and her little nub hanging right there. What kind of fucking freak show is this?
Dude, and then she was back to work like 3 days later.
Yes, yes.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
It'll blow your mind, Jack, because that's the only thing. When you live in America, boy, crazy shit happen all the time. You just, just shake your head. And then these motherfuckers were doing meth while they were watching tigers. And there's two gay guys in and having sex with a dude and not gay. I don't get it. It's wild. And this is all in the state of I don't know where. And not the memory. This whole story is about Kara Baskin, who allegedly killed her husband. And nobody can find him.
Seems extraneous.
Put out a goddamn.
A bolo.
Can we also talk about Dr. Phil? Telling people they have to stop commenting daddy on his posts.
can we please talk about that?
I don't know shit about him. Why do they call him daddy?
Dude, just to like troll him. Yeah, they're calling him like daddy, yes, daddy Phil. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that, little Yachty did it.
No. Yeah. Why would you want to call Dr. Phil? Why are we even still listening to Dr. Phil?
He's not a real doctor. From what I understand,
I think he is a real doctor. I think he is. I think he really does have a PhD. We could lay some money on it.
Hope y'all ain't talking about Dr. Phil.
Yeah, we are talking about Dr. Phil. Yes,
motherfucker, please, that motherfucker. I know hustlers on the street talk like he do.
I was saying, I think he is a real doctor.
That nigga's an Oprah protege. That's
it. Hey, that's money though.
I ain't seen one diploma. I ain't seen no goddamn diploma. What about you, Chris?
I ain't seen it either. Just a whole lot of talk.
Start slapping people on stage to get the goddamn ratings back up. You got COVID? Dr. Phil fixed that. Slap the taste out your mouth.
I heard he's been running some test runs. Yeah.
What? He must have been doing a little white kid, right?
They say his house is crazy, too, right? Like, yeah. He's got, like, a banister made out of rifles or something. Or what is it?
I don't know. It is some wacky shit, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's got a bunch of crazy shit.
What, a banister made out of rifles? Or
maybe it's, like, a banister made out of antlers. And then a wall full of, like, AR-15s and M-16s and M-5s, whatever. Like,
why do people need so many guns all up on the wall? You can only grab so many before it's time to get to the
thing. They Rambo
out the house. Look at all my guns. Can you shoot? Hell no.
It'll take 122 to kill that nigga while he reaching for all the motherfucking guns. I want the big gun. You mean the rocket launcher that's 12 feet up, nigga? No.
You shoot somebody with a musket. Everybody leave your house. You get that
musket.
Get that Daniel Boone gun.
If you did a drive-by with a musket,
nobody
would ever fuck with you.
The accuracy ain't no good, but if you get a nigga close range,
you hear somebody packing that ball.
Terminator team too. Cause he ain't come. Once you splatter that nigga across somebody's house, you going to jail, Jack.
Dude, can
you spend a whole lot of time in jail shooting a nigga with a musket. Like, nigga, he didn't even have a casket. Nigga, we don't even know what you shot. Dude. We buried him in a glass.
Yeah. You what you got, Brandon, for you? Your crown, nigga. What wrong with you? Nigga trying to poltergeist this nigga. This whole house is this nigga buried ground. We ain't had nothing to pick up but his shoes. Oh, shit, boy.
Can we also talk about Nick Sandman knocking out all bums? You know what I'm saying? This dude is going to be a billionaire just off just because people can't stop fucking slandering his name. It's hilarious.
Who is this guy?
Nick Sandman is the kid that the Native American chief was drumming in his face. And everybody drummed it up.
Well, like he got all that goddamn money. He had to show his face back in the news. Yeah, he
didn't.
$50 million.
No,
he's back.
He didn't have to show his face. He was just trying to live his life in some college. It's like a liberal arts college, I think. Got asked about him, and man, they spilled their guts, and they were like, if this motherfucker gets out of line, he's going to get straightened up around here. And then they had to walk that back, being like, hey, we're not going to manhandle our students. Everybody's treated equally, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? But, like, they really went in hard on him, and then I was just like, dude, this guy's about to have another lawsuit, and he's going to win some more money.
This guy's almost a billionaire from suing motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the way you want to go. You're young, slip and fall. $6.5 million easy.
Legally, we cannot advise you to have a slip and fall. This is all.
We ain't your legal counsel either, nigga. So don't listen. If you listen to this show, you listen to me tell you do a slip and fall, you are a fool and a half. You're a sucker. You need to have your head checked out. Hey, if I say don't wear a mask and go in the hospital, and you listen to me and you get sick, fool.
Oh, boy, that boogeyman gonna be all on them niggas walking around with no mask on. Not me.
Can I ask a question real quick? And it's a question pertaining to what we just got through talking about. Hey, Christian, I'm gonna ask black folk. No, I'm gonna ask white people, and we're gonna see the difference between our tone. Dustin, what would you do if you won $250 million in a lawsuit? Would you go back to school and try to get your education?
No, I go into hiding. I would like go into hiding, put up a big old fence. You know what I'm saying? Nobody know where I was at. I'd be moving my money with people that didn't even know me.
Move out of.
You wouldn't hear. Oh, now you're gonna put my government city on the street like that. Thanks. That's the opposite. I'm sitting here like I would run away.
I'm motherfucking pay a whole like, you mean right here?
Let me name your street. Or was that Jermaine?
Man, I wouldn't be play. I wouldn't never dog you out like that.
Anyway. No, I go into hiding.
Oh, I like Dusty. What about you, Brandon?
What, me?
Would you go back to school and live out your dream of being a dick and want a diploma for a college degree for some odd reason?
No, I'd live out my actual dream of not having to work. You know? Like, am I going back to school? Hell no. You know, no.
Okay, my bad. Okay, Christian, what would you do?
Oh, first of all, I'm gonna fake my death before I claim my money, and I'm gonna change my name my government name to Rusty Shackelford.
That shit ain't how it works, nigga. You already gotta have this nigga line up to receive your fund. You finna get killed and not get no money.
The government gonna go right back in the fight.
Christian's gonna go overseas and come back as his own nephew. Hey, everybody.
This ain't American, Dad. You won't win no money this way, nigga. Jamal?
I hate to say it. I'm going to have to live in America. I'm going to go rent me get me a nice house. Be that one time I say, I want to try some cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Bring them all. We're just going to have one party.
The Tokyo one Black party. Houston Review Hour does not support any of this.
No, please don't do any cocaine, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go get a Gatling gun on top of my house. Anything move, blowing that shit to smithereen. Rabbits, animals, human beings, the mailman.
You're coming over to my side.
I'm going to blow you to smithereens, and I'm going to dance in my money like Scrooge McDuck. I'm going to go to the store. You out the coins? Huh. I have plenty. All right, Jermaine, what else you got for Jack?
Nah, hey, look, that's it. I appreciate it.
Did y'all ask Jack what he do?
Jack, like, man, I don't know what the hell going on. I should have got a younger podcast. I
thought he left.
I'm so here, man.
Yeah, Jack, what would you do if you Won how much?
18. So it's perfect for you, Jack.
I'll just say it was Brandon, man. I'm going to invest my money and sit shitting on a couch and living my life doing no shit.
Look at the youth. He said he's going to invest his money. Why the fuck I'm finna lose my money? I'm finna go get me a motherfucking house. Tell the bank suck the balls. I bought a safe so you motherfucking ain't got to hold my money and charge the taxes on it. Fuck you, motherfucker. I got this shit pre-planned out already.
That shit funny.
And I'm living in the woods with mine already transferred into gold bars.
There you go, motherfucker. Yeah. I just chiseled my payment.
Obviously, obviously we don't know shit.
Dude, what is the point of having $225 million if you ain't going to spend, you know, $220 million?
The question was, why this motherfucker back at school? Like, go home. What are you doing here? You have lived out your motherfucking dream. My dream.
By the time you get out age, Jack, you'll be like, the investors. You know how many motherfuckers rubbing they hands and they chops 18-year-old with $250 million? Your whole family member come out. If you invest in my $100 million flying car. All your family member come out of nowhere, bro. I got this idea. I want to own my own chain of barbecue restaurant. Doing COVID. Hell yeah, only $200 million. Oh, your Jack, family gonna be trying to take your money.
This is called the flim flam. Look it up. You're gonna get flim flam like a motherfucker. You give all them people some of that money. Don't do it to yourself, Jack. Don't
tell your family. Tell your immediate family. And then when your family see you in a Rolls Royce and gold chain, where'd you get all that money from? Get out of my way, peasant.
Yeah. Maybe not even your whole immediate family. Yeah. Like if there's that one sister or brother that's always on your shit, you know?
Yeah, they ain't lying. I guess I should walk mine back. Like the absolute first thing I would have done was leave the country. Yeah.
Right.
No, I swear no one knows where I'm going, you know.
Now Brandon's answer is starting to sound like my answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a nice walkabout. I didn't say.
Case came up a while back where that dude won the lottery and people came to his house and killed him for that ticket.
Yeah, I didn't say leave the country, like move out of the country. I would leave the country for a little while, but I ain't like getting crazy. I want to come back.
You ain't got to do all that type of shit. Pack the shit up you want. Go see a realtor before you cop this goddamn check. I want this house. I got some money coming in. It's what we going. You got good credit, don't you? You're white.
Dude, like $225 million, man. I wouldn't be worried.
Man, what type of house you finna buy? $3 million house, nigga. Who is you? The Great Gatsby? Like what? What you doing?
Are you the Great Gatsby?
Yeah, he finna buy a $15 million house. Like what? You finna be in there alone?
I'm getting alligators from my front yard. What about the water, sir? Fuck it, they don't need you water. I'm out there.
I'm just saying, man, like,
some COVID bees.
Why even have a house? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just about $225 million, you could go world hopping for a long time.
Just buy an island. You don't do that for you. End up down in Amsterdam in a hostel.
I mean, you know, there's worse ways to go out, I guess.
Always worse ways. Yeah, it's going to get a wrap.
Let's do it.
This has been a great episode, episode 102. Thank Jack for coming out. He is. Young man. Great man. You should invite Brandon on your show because he is one of the smartest SOBs that we know outside of this podcast.
And Jermaine, can come on this show, man.
And Dusty. And then, you know, you can do Christian last. But Christian is a great book writer. He actually has 4 books out there.
Damn.
Yeah. Look at that. Brandon, when you write 4 books and the China ain't stole your shit yet.
Living in America. Hey, look, don't worry, Jack. Dusty got all his artwork and his toy concept stolen. So it's all good.
And China actually made propaganda. He made toys off of it.
I'm glad y'all
appreciate you guys for coming out for 102. I love everybody. Respect everybody. I'm not going to go on a long rant. Always remember, people, if you get fired and security throw you on your ass out in front of your job, you just been embarrassed. You got to go back and kill everybody. I'm just joking with you.
Well,
Leave on there and slap your old boss.
I mean, all right, I'll get behind that.
You finna dirty up my jeans in front of all these people. If any motherfucker pick me up from my jeans and my shirt and throw me, it ain't going to end well from you. I'm just telling you that.
You know they got steps. They ain't gonna throw you down the steps. The papers gonna fly everywhere.
Man, it's gonna be as me.
Susie accountant ain't gonna give you none no more because you guys fly. Living in America. I remember people love you guys, respect you guys. I'm gonna pass it on to my main man, Christian.
Hey, everybody. If you heard the news earlier about Venus having life on it, I actually wrote a story around that subject. So read 10 Lives, 7 Lives. 10 Lives is free digitally at Barnes & Noble. So if you want to pick it up, just click on it. It's free for a little bit. I pass it to Mr. Dusty Griffin.
Hey, everybody, it's Dusty. Check me out at Dusty is Certifiable on the gram and look at my art because I do lots of it. And also listen to my podcast with Adam Fair. It's called Every Saturday Morning, where we look at every Saturday morning cartoon lineup from now to the beginning of time. Yeah, you'll love that. Don't forget to check out the Tokyo Black Panda Girls.
Yes.
They're oh so important. And I would like to pass it on to Jermaine.
Well, we appreciate it. Don't forget to go check us out. Hey, Jack, you can follow some information, too. Go check us out at Tokyo
Black. Oh, yeah. Black, I actually just followed at Tokyo Black on Instagram.
Look at that!
I'm a follow the rest of you guys.
Hey, motherfucking made it to the big league. Get this man some big chew. He's stepping up in the world.
You got to make sure the right one, because there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure anymore.
Do you see any beautiful girls on there?
Let me look. My phone's on my desk.
Look on your phone so you can see. Make sure you add if he did. If he didn't, you done fucked up.
Make it night better, at least.
Sorry, man. I'm not at her studio.
Oh, man. It's all Gucci. I'm fucking with you.
We in the studio. We in our houses.
Yeah.
We poor. I was eating Jimmy John's and oatmeal. Weirdest combination of shit to eat, but still.
It's your Friday night. Don't forget, people, go check us out at TokyoBlackWorld.com. Buy some merch. Check out the ladies on Tokyo Black on Instagram. Follow everybody on this podcast. We do a lot of shit. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Also, we got another episode coming up. We ain't even released the first episode, so be watching out for goddamn what is it? Max Slade and the
man in the yellow coat.
The man in the yellow coat. You should watch this shit. I'm telling you, Jack, this shit's funny as hell. I need you too, Chris. I'm gonna try to do it soon.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and we gonna let Jack close out. I'm gonna go ahead and close it. No, I'm sending to Jack. Go ahead, Jack. We're gonna let B Rock close it out. Tell everybody about your shit, Jack.
Okay, so I got That Pointless Podcast. We're Jinx Sync Productions podcast. It's a new media productions company we're working on. I'm chilling in the studio now, actually. So go check it out. We just interview literally anyone with weird ass questions for like 20 minutes. It's a really, really, real short and sweet. That's what it is.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. At That Pointless Podcast on Instagram right now.
All right.
Gonna be released, first episode premiering October 4th or 5th. I'm not sure which one.
Right. Somebody support this man. He's 18. He's starting out good. You don't want to know what we were doing at 18. Damn, Jack, we got some stories.
And then you get married. It is all downhill from there. Be slinging that dick around Atlanta like it was free candy. Now my shit in my pocket.
And you know,
death stalks you at every turn.
The older you get.
Now when you're 18.
Yeah, you're practically bulletproof. What's God up?
Damn right. Live it up, Jack.
What's up? It's your boy B-Rock, the white liaison. Oh, Lord. You can call in to 470-387-1942. Please call in. Please. Yeah.
We might one even we had a shit ton of people call in, and now we can't get nobody. Yeah. I gave blood for this shit.
You can email us at TokyoBlackPodcast@gmail.com. So write in. Write in, too. There's two ways to get at us. Holler. Yeah. Big shout out to our overseas listeners. Got some listens from the UK, Panama. Picked up Panama, Canada.
Nice.
We're all up in
we
Canada.
Like bikini babes.
And Russia. Yeah. So thank you, comrades.
Oh, Russian women. All our shit been hacked. That's why I was locked out of stamps.com. Thank you, Russia. That's right. I can't mail no t-shirts because I'm locked out of my own account.
Oh, yeah. I want to give a big shout out to Endless Ink Publishing. They started following us on Twitter and retweeted mm-hmm. one of our things. So, yeah. Home of Earth's Final Chapter, which the beloved author Christian Terry also has a story with. So go check them out. Yes. Endless Ink Publishing.
Yeah, currently employed by them. So, yes.
Yeah.
Please follow them and give them a check out.
Yeah. And shit, man, I guess that's it for us.
Hey, look, don't be afraid to come back, Jack. We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll follow you back on Instagram. It's at Tokyo Black. You'll see a lot of pretty ladies off the bat. If you see a bunch of men, you're on the wrong page.
Wrong page.
Pretty ladies? A bunch of pretty ladies?
Yeah, I'm on the right page. At Tokyo Black, you got, pretty ladies. There we go.
A bunch of women.
We love women.
That's the panda girls. So I'm always trying to tell these guys they need, I guess panda girl stuff's been a little slowed down because of COVID, but,
We'll get back to it.
Yeah. That model.
I always remember people. Sorry about that, Dusty. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying the model hour.
Tokyo Black Model Hour. And check out our new show we got coming out. It's going to be 30 minutes long. Is it trash? This is where we ask the greatest question ever from old school 80 and 90 movie. Is this movie trash or is it an instant classic? And don't forget, because Brandon, I always forget to mention him and his girlfriend's podcast, which is amazing, which is actually doing better than our show now. I don't know why.
Maybe
the N-word be going out too much. People makes my ears bleed.
Yeah. Being an adult.
Yeah, don't forget to check out Movies My Girlfriend Hasn't Seen, where I make my girlfriend watch all the classic movies that she hasn't seen. It's really straining our relationship lately. Yeah.
I want to put something out there for Megan. I don't know what the fuck you were doing for 30 years. You haven't seen shit. When you didn't see The Wrath of Khan, I said, what? What are we doing here?
Oh.
She missed that mullet?
Yep.
Damn.
Damn shame. But check us out on everything. And guess what, guys? The Tokyo Black is out, but we always leave you one message from Crunchy Black.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Let's get this motherfucking money. The Tokyo Black Owl, a.k.a. News Review.
Hold it down. Appreciate you, Jack. Cowboy,
thank you, man.